Have you ever heard of anything called Bermuda Shorts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are they like?
They're just a short pants. They wear them on the beach most of them.
Same.
Do those usually come above or below the knee?
I don't think it
right to the...
To the knee?
Just a little bit below. Just a little bit below.
For Bermuda Shorts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call clothes that somebody else had owned and worn until you got them? You'd call them?
Secondhand clothing, I would.
Would that be, say if you got them from somebody within your own family, would that make a difference if you got them from somebody else?
I wouldn't see any difference.
Same thing.
Used clothing.
Ever heard people talk about hand-me-downs?
Yeah.
Now what is that? Is that from within the family or?
Yes. Especially among children. The child outgrows it. And the younger child gets it.
All the time it doesn't be in the family. Just
no.
Hand-me-downs from anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. Say if you were storing winter clothes, might you put them in some kind of bag?
Small proof bags.
Is that what they're called? Small proof bags.
Or some call them storage bags. But I don't believe a storage bag has a camper in it or anything for the moths. They're not treated. The moths are treated bags. And the moths won't go in them.
Yes, ma'am. What about some do you know any different names for different styles for women's shoes? Just general names? Maybe a very formal shoe or a casual shoe? What they call?
A casual. You can have a slipper. Or you can have a stack heel. Or you can have a high heel.
Medium.
Huh?
Medium.
A medium heel. And a blucher shoe.
Okay.
Blucher.
What is that?
It's a rounded soft toe that does not have a crease in it but the toe. In other words, it's straight from the toe on up to the instep. Just like a piece of leather comes up above the instep.
Yes, ma'am.
And it fastens on the side.
I see. Do you happen to know any names like that except for different styles of men's shoes?
No.
Maybe like a loafer or something.
Well, a loafer is more or less of a, I would say a slacky slipper. You know, a loose thing slipper.
Comfortable.
That's the
word
I
wanted. What about, are there different names for different types of women's hairstyles?
Yeah, but I can't tell you none of those either.
Not familiar with that?
Mm-mm. Got a book here I can tell you about.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a beehive kind of thing or something like that where they wear their hair up, you know? Not familiar with that? Okay. So, you
know. I know a pompadour. That's poor and puffy up here.
Yes, ma'am.
Teasing it makes it
stand
up in a bouffant style. And then there's a French cut with the hair kind is cut short and the curls are joined up. It doesn't have curls. The whole thing is rolled around.
No, a ponytail.
Ponytail or pigtail?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.